Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A public transit emergency is the nightmare scenario for commuters, but at a new center in Boston, that sound fills the air.
So that's like a train arriving sound, as an example, or we could do something like a panic crowd. And a very real-life stimuli to take a training to the next level.
That is Randy Clark, head of security and emergency management at the MBTA, demonstrating the T's new state-of-the-art emergency training center in South Boston. WBUR's Jack Lepiarz takes us inside.
The sleek facility about a block from the Broadway T station looks new, but it's not. Aside from the facade, everything inside the building, which used to be an abandoned subway tunnel, is almost 100 years old.
Very difficult thing to do, to take a 1918 tunnel and bring it up to 2013 code.
MBTA Security Chief Randy Clark says just a few years ago, this place was covered with graffiti and served as a hideout for homeless people. Now, after a $10 million grant from the Department of Homeland Security, it's the only emergency training center of its kind in the U.S.
This train would be just like everything you would see in service. Everything from, you know, door control, your gong, your radio, all that type of thing. Gives you the full perspective of how a Green Line train would work.
There are two trains and a bus inside the old tunnel. Blue and Green Line cars taken out of service, and the prototype Silver Line bus used 10 years ago. The facility is used to help MBTA employees, police officers, and firefighters simulate emergency situations. To that end, it has a special effects panel that can, at the push of a button, change the lighting, generate smoke, or, as Clark says, provide a soundtrack.
It's a gunshot. We do the train arriving again. But at the same time, you know, the doors open and maybe there's a possible explosion, which would lead to, you know, a panic crowd versus a normal crowd, which would just be milling about waiting for the train.
Clark says the center totally changes how the T can train its employees. He adds before, almost all emergency training was done in the classroom. Either that, or they had to shut down subway tunnels to simulate an emergency, affecting overnight maintenance when the T is out of service. This center, he says, helps employees get a realistic experience for what a catastrophic incident, be it a fire or terrorist attack, might look and sound like.
Someone may be standing there kind of waiting for a normal exercise to begin, and all of a sudden there's something like that, and the face, you get in the moment fast, and that's what we're looking really to do.
The tunnel isn't just for emergency training. It's been used for T employees to show their families what they do on the job. After all, you can't exactly bring your kids to work when you're a subway operator. It's also used as an orientation center for people with disabilities who ride the T. Clark says the MBTA is still feeling out the tunnel's capabilities. It's only 9 months old, and he says there's still a lot of potential. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jack Lepiarz.